I'm stressed, I'm depressed, I'm shittily dressed. I'm Terry, and this is Terrifying.
Warning, this podcast will discuss graphic material.
So guys, this is going to be a big one. It's going to be my first two-part episode. Hopefully it's only two parts, but it's about Jeffrey Dahmer. Everyone has a favorite serial killer, and if you're in the true crime world, you know that. My favorite just happens to be Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer was born May 21st, 1960. He is known by three names: Jeffrey the Milwaukee Monster, and the Milwaukee Cannibal, and of course, Jeffrey. He was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was the firstborn of Joyce and Lionel Dahmer. Joyce was a teletype machine instructor, and Lionel was a Marquis University chemistry student. There's been many claims that he was ignored as a baby, but others say that his parents doted over him whenever he was an infant and a toddler. His mother is said to be greedy, argumentative, attention-seeking, and she always wanted pity. This is probably where most of the claims of Jeffrey being ignored came from. When Jeffrey entered first grade, his mother was mostly in bed, recovering from weakness. It said she was a hypochondriac who wanted all of her husband's attention. Whenever he was home, he didn't really have time because he was a chemistry student. His studies kept him away from the family, so whenever he was home, Joyce wanted all of it. Jeffrey didn't matter, only Joyce. It said that Joyce even worked herself up enough to cause anxiety over small things. She even tried to commit suicide once with Equinil. It's an anti-anxiety medicine. Shortly before Jeffrey's fourth birthday, he had to undergo a surgery for his double hernia. It's always said before that, he was a happy child. He was always excited. He loved life. But then, after that, he became quiet. And he didn't really talk to anybody. And he was just different. He wasn't Jeffrey anymore.
In elementary school, Dahmer had a small group of friends, but one teacher recalls him being quiet and timid. She felt that he was being neglected at home. Dahmer recalled that in his earlier years, him and his parents argued frequently. Dahmer had a fascination with dead animals. He started this fascination at a very young age. First, it was just collecting large insects like dragonflies, butterflies, giant beetles. And then he moved on to gathering animal carcasses by the road, and sometimes even a few friends joined. I don't know, I think that'd be weird. Hey guys, we're gonna go get dead animals. Wanna come? Sure, why not, Jeff? Yeah, I just don't know. That's weird. But anyway, he would dismember the carcasses of the animals at home or in the nearby woods. One friend of Dahmer said that he'd put the dismembered pieces into jars in his family tool shed, saying that Dahmer just wanted to see how the animals fit together. Once, Jeffrey even decapitated a carcass of a dog. He nailed its body to a tree, impaled the skull with a stake, and put it beside a wooden cross in the woods near his home. This fascination is believed to have started when Jeffrey was really, really young. His father said that once he was removing animal bones from underneath their house, and the young Jeffrey became excited, thrilled, just because of the sound that the bones would make. His direct quote was, "Jeffrey was oddly thrilled by the sound." He would occasionally search nearby the family home for more bones, and he would even examine living animals, figuring out where their bones were. He wanted to know. In October of 1966, the Dahmer family moved to Doylestown, Ohio. Joyce was pregnant with Jeffrey's younger brother. She gave birth to him in December. Jeffrey got to pick the name. He chose David. The same year David was born, Lionel got his degree and started work as an analytical chemist. 2 years later, in 1968, the family moved to the Bath Township, Ohio. 2 years after the family moved, Jeffrey asked his father during a chicken dinner, "What would happen if you put the chicken bones in bleach?" Lionel was excited. That's probably the wrong feeling, knowing what happens later on. But he was excited that his son was curious, that he wanted to learn. And he showed him how to safely preserve animal bones in bleach. These techniques were often used in his bone collectings and his later on in life things. Jeffrey attended Revere High School. He started drinking alcohol at 14, and he was considered an outcast. He told a classmate that the alcohol was his medicine. The teachers and other staff thought of Jeffrey as intelligent and polite. He had very average grades, but he wasn't very communicative. It's said that he was a really good tennis player, though, and he was even in band at one point. Even though Jeffrey was a loner, he was a class clown, and he even had a fan club of sorts. Whenever Jeffrey would pull pranks that included bleating, and acting like he was having seizures, it was called doing a Dahmer. It's said that he was making fun of the interior designer that his mom and dad hired, but then it's also said that he was making fun of his mother. As Dahmer aged and started going through puberty, he realized he was gay. He had a brief relationship with another teenage boy, but it wasn't sexual. Jeffrey later admitted that he kept fantasizing about dominating a completely submissive male. He wanted to control them. This fascination intertwined with dissection. When Jeffrey was 16, he had an obsession with a male jogger. He had a fantasy of this jogger being unconscious and Jeffrey making sexual use of his body. Once, Jeffrey even hid in the bushes with a baseball bat, waiting for the jogger. But this day, the jogger didn't come. Dahmer admitted this is his first attempt to attack anyone. Could you imagine being that jogger? Just imagine being the jogger that was supposed to be Jeffrey's first victim. In 1977, his grades declined, and so did his parents' marriage. They hired a tutor for Jeffrey and a counselor for them, and neither worked. In 1977, Lionel and Joyce got a divorce after Lionel found out Joyce had a brief affair. He moved out in 1978. May of 1978, Jeffrey graduated. A few weeks before, a teacher found Jeffrey sitting close to the school parking lot, drinking. He was drinking cans of beer. And the teacher threatened to report him. Jeffrey brushed it off. He didn't care. He said the counselor knew what he was going through. He was going through issues at home, and most people were well aware of that. That spring, Joyce and David moved out of the family home to live with relatives. They left the 18-year-old Jeffrey at a family home. The divorce was finalized on July 24th, 1978. So, this is the end of the first episode. I know it's really short and stuff, but I wanted to dedicate this one to just Jeffrey's early life. And the next episode will be all about Jeffrey's killings and his victims, because there's a lot of them. And I want to take time to not only talk about Jeffrey, but I want to honor the victims by saying their names and actually talking about them and not making it all about Jeffrey. So, I hope you keep listening. I hope you like it. I hope you follow, because this is going to be terrifying. You can follow me on Instagram at terrifying_podcast. You can send me all your creepy stories there. You can talk to me there. I'm always down. But if you would, I would please, please love you to leave a review on iTunes or just rate 5 stars, because that helps small podcasts like me get out into the world. So I hope you keep listening.